My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk about some emerging markets in the agriculture industry, from pulse crops to the drones flying over the field. Plus, drug testing in the workplace with DOT regulations, how to cook a whole hog at a barbecue, and how energy companies came together during the downturn to help out kids with terminal illness. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Parker, owner of Any Lab Test Now.
So we check that out. Okay, and then once we get the smell, the temperature, then we pour it into these in one or two, depending on what the contract is asking for. And we seal it, and then we put a piece of tape over it, a breakable seal, and then unbreakable seal, I should say, and then they initial it. And then we put it into this bag in front of them. We do this all in front, put it in there, and we put the contract in there, and okay, now it's ready to be shipped out. And then we give the donor a copy of theirs, and the rest of the paperwork gets shipped off to whoever needs to get it, whether it's a medical review officer or the company, or we may just keep it on file. Or if it's done electronically, it's all done through an iPad.
And this goes to a lab, and
to a lab, and it has the paperwork, corresponding paperwork to it, and the lab will test it, and if everything's okay, they put it in their computer and get shipped out to the employer, the results. And it can be as fast as 24 hours, or it could take up to several days, depending on if there's no problems with the testing. If there's any positives, that can add 3 to 5 days to the whole testing process.
What type of drugs would this pick up?
There's a lot of drugs out there. We do 5-panel, 10 panels.
Now, would the word panel mean different types?
A panel means for each panel. A panel can be 10 different drugs. It can be 5 different drugs. We use the word panel as in everything in one. We could say, instead of panel, we could say it does 10 drugs. Instead, we do 10 panels.
Sure. So a 5-panel would be like marijuana.
Opiates, cocaine. PCP.
PCP?
Yeah.
People still doing PCP?
They still test for Quaaludes, which I don't think Quaaludes have been around since the 80s, but they still test for it. So
get a lot of 60-year-olds in your drug testing?
I have a lot of people saying, I need Quaaludes. What's a Quaalude? I said, I got to explain to them what that is.
Sounds like there should be a hunting season for that.
Exactly. I mean, there's hundreds of different tests. There's some standard 10, 15 standard drugs, but then you can also change Some companies want certain drugs, so we go in and change the panel. This 10 panel may have these 10 drugs, another 10 panel may have this.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Parker, the owner of Any Lab Test Now, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. In our next segment, we talk with Vicky Schmidt, president of Schmidt & Associates.
I even heard Quaaludes were making a comeback.
All the stupid stuff. I think back to when I was growing in the late 60s, 70s. We thought it was crazy then. People were smoking pot and doing speed and ingesting LSD. What could get worse? Oh, well, here we are, 2016. And if it isn't good enough, I'm going to mix it with something else. Because I want to be that impaired.
So are you seeing a rise in employers testing for drugs? Or has it always been the same and we're just testing for more drugs? Or where are we at with the employers and the drugs?
I'm actually seeing more non-mandated, meaning the companies that the DOT doesn't say has to, wanting to be part of the drug program because they don't want them to come to their workplace. I'm seeing more and more people wanting to test for more drugs. It used to be we tested for marijuana, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, and PCP. Now we have to test for benzos and barbs and oxy, and methadone, methamphetamines. So 10 panel instead of 5 has gotten to be pretty commonplace.
How is it possible to keep up with this? And I'll preface that by, I get how you can test for marijuana. But a couple years ago, there was the spice problem. And that was made by man.
And there's 450 of them were made by man.
Exactly. So, you know, you're talking 10 panel. Well, how does spice show up?
Spice is a specific test. It's called a synthetic marijuana. It's okay. Man-made. It's not grown. It's man-made.
Right.
Okay. We need a specific test.
So you actually have to say, I think he might be on spice.
We need
test
to,
for spice.
Right. We need to test specific for that. Synthetic.
That'd be very difficult for an employer to...
Well, an employment testing... Synthetic testing right now, for a rapid test, you can't legally do it out in the field. It's for forensic only.
Okay.
So a lot of employers, even though when I'm writing their policies, I'm including, I want to have the ability to test for synthetic and designer drugs because it's what's going on out there. If my policy doesn't say I can do it, you can come to work high as a kite and, oh well.
Yeah, you're just crazy.
Yeah, you're just having a crazy day. And if I test you for marijuana, you're going to pass, unless you're also ingesting marijuana. But a synthetic won't show up. I have to test, especially when I'm using a rapid test kit, I have to have a reagent strip specific for the drug I'm looking for.
Okay.
Or it won't pick it up.
How about what different types of tests? You said a 5-panel and a 10-panel. Now, I imagine a 5-panel is 5 different types of drugs.
Yep.
10 being 10 different types of drugs.
Yep.
What, is there blood testing?
We don't do blood testing for employment testing.
Okay.
There's no written rules for non-mandated testing, so we follow the DOT guidelines.
Okay.
My
understanding is blood testing, it's probably the least effective unless it's within a certain...
You got to be very short-lived.
24 hours, 48 hours. Okay.
For marijuana, hard drugs I can still get for 48 hours.
But. Okay. How about the urine test? Is that the most common?
Most common.
Okay.
I'm seeing more and more people switching. We call urine the gold standard.
Ha! No pun intended.
Yeah, okay. So that gold standard.
The gold standard.
Gives me a detection window for hard drugs, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, meth, PCP, okay, 2 to 3 days. Could be up to 90 days for a chronic marijuana user. Well, that's great. Now, with the recreational and medical marijuana coming into play, I have a lot of employers calling and telling, I don't care what they do at night, as long as they're not high when they come to work.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicky Schmidt, president of Schmidt & Associates, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.